And we're back now with Gary County Sheriff Tony Wolf. Again, 537-1350. Got a call a bit earlier, and we always do welcome those. And I know, Tony, we were talking, of course, about the drowning that occurred last month at Milford, and always hate to hear about those. It's probably a good time to remind people of suggestions. I mean, in that particular case, I know you recounted the incident to us. I believe the gentleman couldn't swim and was on some kind of flotation device trying to help his wife. And
In a situation, anytime that you're out around the lake, especially on a boat or something like that, you know, life jackets, the signs out there even say this, they can't help you unless you wear them. And that is very accurate. This gentleman here, for not being able to swim, probably should have had one on. If he did, he'd still be around here today if he'd have wore one. And I have been involved in many drownings at the lake where folks who couldn't swim, they're out there piddling around in the water, and then the next thing they know, they're out too deep and they're in trouble. And that's not the time to realize that, man, I wished I had my life jacket. And so, there's a lot of common sense that comes into play here, and there's a lot of things that happen that you can't control. So, you know, if you just take a little insurance policy for yourself and just slap that thing on and go jump in the water, you know, have a good time. That's what we want. Folks, come out there, have a good time, and play safe. That's it. Same way with alcohol, drinking and boating and stuff. That's another thing that you don't really realize. You know, I'm all for having a beer every now and again. Absolutely. Have a beer with your buddies and family and friends. And however, when you're out there at the lake and it's hot and you're on a boat, or the wind's blowing, the sun's blazing down on you, you know, those go down real easy. And you don't realize the amount of impairment that you have until it's too late. And, you know, that's another thing that folks need to kind of pay attention to. And the vibration of the boat, the wind blowing on you, that wears you down, and you really don't realize it until it's time to get up and move around. Man, I'm a little stiff and sore here, you know, from being vibrated around the boat. And you mix a little bit of alcohol in there, and it's a recipe for disaster. So, you know, be mindful of that, and wear your life jackets and stuff out there, and you know, just have a good time. Come on over and have a good time.
My heart just always sinks when I hear stories like this, because, as you said, I'm sure his mind when it happened was just like, oh my gosh, I should have. But I mean, then it's just too late.
And, it is, and that's not the time to realize that we needed to have a life jacket on. So, you know, just snap that thing on and go have fun. You know?
Any other summer safety we want to talk about? And I have noticed, I do get your daily reports, and you are still, deer accidents. It used to be that was just during
fall, and winter,
season, and now it's year-round.
We have them all the time. And, you know, in this time of year, it's especially hard to see that deer come running out of the gravel or out of the ditch, and it's too late by that point in time, you know, because the grasses are so tall and the trees are leafed out, and your view of those areas in the ditch line are cut down significantly by the vegetation and stuff. And so, you know, when they come down the hill and out into the road, it's too late. You know, I just kind of be mindful of that when you're out driving around. Slow down a little bit, maybe, and especially in an area where you know, it's probable that a deer could run across the road, where the timber, you know, comes up towards the edge of the road, or the tall grasses and stuff. Cornfields are another one that are, you know, you really need to watch that. If you got a cornfield close to the road, be careful, because those deer can come right out of there and bang, they're on the road, and you're in trouble.
We had a very close call on our motorcycle, by the way, in South Dakota. Very close call. So, it's scary. You just... Someone was looking out for us, I guess. Sundown Salute.
Yes.
Got through another one.
Yes, made it through another one. No major incidents. It was a good year over there. We did have one, one knucklehead. he decided that he was going to drive his motorcycle up on the stage over there. And, well, that little stunt didn't end very well for him. So he went to the Crossbar Hotel for a little bit. But anyhow, other than that, that was, you know, pranks and things like that. We had a good 4th of July. We had a nice celebration over there, and we made it.
And it's always good when no one's hurt.
You bet. You bet. Kind of nobody's thing. Hurt. Nobody's. Just
enough said.
You bet.
Couple of minutes left. Anything else you're wanting to add today? I know it's budget season. Staffing wise, everything going well?
Yeah, everything's going good. We completed our budgets earlier this year, and you know, Gary County's been kind of in a conserve mode. And we've worked on that real hard. We got those done early this year, met with the commissioners a few times, and we've talked about budgets and things. And it looks like we're going to be able to reduce, possibly they're going to be able to reduce the mill levy over in Gary County. So that's good news. That's good news for everybody involved. And so that's we're just hammering away and staffing. You know, I'm always got positions open in my jail, seems like. You know, that's a tough job. And it takes a special person to do that job. So we're just keeping on, I guess.
And nothing unusual. I mean, I see the occasional drug-related arrest and the usual burglary, robbery type stuff. Yeah. Nothing really standing out that way.
Nothing major that's going on over
Knock
there.
Knock on wood.
You bet.
We should know better than to do that.
No, it's the Q word. If you you don't want to say the Q word, you know.
That's right, yeah.
Q-U-I-E-T. Don't say that. Uh-huh. or it'll blow up in your face. But, no, we've just been keeping our head down and moving along, and we've had a pretty good summer so far, except for the one tragedy at the lake.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
Visit with you again in a month or two.
All right.
Always enjoy having you on.
All right. Thank you.
Gary County Sheriff Tony Wolf with us today, and next on the slate, Manhattan Regional Airport Director Jesse Roma will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is